ocean in darkness, are starving for life's giving bread. They perish now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the mission trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, and greetings to all who are in tune with the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Coming to you over XEG each Friday night at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. This is your speaker, Willie Murphy, bringing to you another message of hope and cheer from the Word of God, with a fervent desire to reach those whose hearts are hungry for peace. Whether they live in this great country of America, behind prison bars, in the areas which forbid the free exercise of religion, in the darkened jungles of heathenism, or in the most remote islands of the sea, God is no respecter of persons and loves each one in this whole wide world. This is one thing I like about the radio broadcast. It knows no boundaries, but will penetrate all these geographical and human barriers. Even so, the Spirit of God can and does do the same thing. Then, may I say a hearty welcome to all of those who are listening to the broadcast, and a heartfelt thank you to those who have helped to make it possible each week, both by radio and also by the printed page. I hope that each of you are well and happy in the service of the Master. We of the Mission Trail are keeping very busy this summer, preparing the broadcasts and sending out the copies of them each week to those who request them. However, it is a pleasure, and we are happy in doing this. If you're not receiving this printed copy each week and would like to be added to this list, be sure to let us know. They're free, with no obligation on your part. Quite a number have expressed an interest in the poetry, which is included from time to time. Then, too, we also add a few late events on the back page which are not included in this message on the air. That mailing address is the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Listen now to this song by Brother Sal, Brother and Sister Amos Porter, Vera Porter, and Lana Lassiter.
What can he do with a life that's steeped in sin? What can he do with no hope of life within? Lift up the fallen man out of the sinking sand, through Calvary's saving plan. That's what he can do. What can he do for you, though helpless, sad, and blue? He'll do what other powers can never do. Hear every time you pray, drive all the clouds away, turn darkest night to day. That's what he can do.
Think about it, what the Lord can do for you, friends.
With a frame that's wrecked with pain.
Yes, there's time when we need him.
To make the lame to walk again, touch with his heel.
Yes, the Lord can heal as well as save.
Binding band, make hope revive again. That's what he can do. What can he do for you, though helpless and in blue? He'll do what other powers can never do. Every time you pray.
Are you trusting the Lord for salvation tonight? Are you praying to him daily that he would help you to be a blessing to others along the journey of life?
What can he do? What can he do when the chains of hand of death lays hold on you and you draw your power?
How about that, friends? When we come to the end of the journey of life, we'll surely need him then.
Let God safely o'er the tide to heaven's happy side. That's what he can do. What can he do for you, though helpless and in blue? He'll do what other powers can never do. Every time you pray, drive all the clouds away. Turn darkest night to day. That's what he can do.
Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, we pray that you would carry the message today to those who are longing to know how to find peace. May we have share the responsibility of taking thy word to them, for we know it will comfort the hearts of those who are troubled. Remember with compassion those who are suffering under the afflictions and trials which are so prevalent in the world today. For we ask it in Jesus' name, and thine shall be the praise. Amen. For our lesson today, I would like for you to consider the importance of obedience. For the scripture reading, please look at the last part of a verse found in 1 Samuel 15:22. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Since the beginning of creation, when man was placed in the Garden of Eden, one of the leading sins has been disobedience. The first man, Adam, was plagued with this trouble, as you may readily see in Romans 5:19. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. From this point on, the sin of disobedience was prevalent. It found its way into the lives of great and wonderful leaders such as Moses, Samson, David, and Saul. This also included the prophet Jonah. In the lesson for today, King Saul had been given a task to destroy the Amalekites and their possessions, but he failed to carry out this commandment to the satisfaction of Samuel. King Saul pretended to be saving the cattle to offer for a sacrifice unto the Lord. Then he further excused himself by blaming the people for having saved the sheep and oxen. But Samuel was not blinded to Saul's disobedience and plainly told him, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Even so today, I believe that one of the great secrets of a successful life is that of learning obedience. It is written of Christ himself that he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Now, certainly it is encouraging to see those who are willing to venture forth for the right and stand for the truth amidst the dangers on every hand. Listen to the poetry about Jonah who disobeyed God. Now Jonah, one time by the Lord, had been sent to Nineveh to have the people repent. He jumped on a boat, to Joppa did sail, and got into trouble, perhaps with a whale. A tempest was raging while Jonah did sleep, and he was cast overboard into the deep. A fish, passing by as the waters he struck, decided to swallow old Jonah for luck. And good luck to Jonah it proved to be. He sailed for 3 days in the fish, in the sea. Now, Jonah was tough, and he wouldn't digest, and shortly the fish became greatly distressed and said to himself, I believe it is true, I've bitten off more than I ever can chew. This pain in my stomach was never before, and he with an effort cast Jonah to shore. And now then I think, unless I'm deceived, that Jonah as well as the fish was relieved, for he from imprisonment now was released, and the pain in the fish was greatly decreased. Here then is a little more poetry concerning David and Goliath. Now David, a lad, was by chance passing near, and saw that his people was trembling with fear. So he spake unto Saul, and told him right there, that he had at one time killed a lion and bear, that he would go out in battle array, like the lion and bear the Philistine would slay, with 5 little stones that he had found in a brook, a sling and a staff were the things that he took. And thus he went out the Philistine to slay, who almost disdained to be treated that way. But David replies, unto you will not yield. Your carcass I'll feed to the beasts of the field. Goliath arose, unto David drew near, with sword and with target, with helmet and spear. And David ran forward with naught but his sling and a stone that he had intended to fling, and which he did fling with such wonderful skill that he the great giant did instantly kill. He stood on the giant and cut off his head, and then the Philistines immediately fled. Now a song by a group of the young people from Neosho, Missouri.
If you believe, you shall receive.
You shall receive.
There's not a trouble or care the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, he is just the same today. All you have to do is just trust and pray and believe. You must believe. When Daniel said, within the hungry lion's den,
nobody thought
that there was any hope for him.
But all night long,
none of the lions took a bite.
God took away
their appetite.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If we have been a blessing to you, we would appreciate hearing from you. Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is your speaker, Willie Murphy, saying, God bless you richly and a pleasant good night.
When David stood before the giant with his sling,
Goliath laughed
at such a puny little thing.
But David knew
his faith in God would stand the test.
He flung the rod,
God did the rest.
Trouble or care,
the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, he is just the same today. All you have to do is just trust and pray and believe. You must believe.